What's up, everybody? Mike Florio from RotoBaller here, and today I'm going to talk some shortstop sleepers with you guys. And shortstop is a lot deeper than it has been in recent years. It was just a couple years ago that there was only a handful of good options at the position, and you were going to probably end up waiting and playing the waiver wire all year at the position. But it is not like that anymore. It's a lot deeper than it has been. But that means there's a lot more sleepers as well. And all of these are guys going outside the top 15 shortstops off the board. Actually, the highest any of them are going is the 18th shortstop. And that's who I'm going to begin with here in Elvis Andrews. He is the 18th shortstop off the board. And Elvis Andrews has been a guy that I have liked the last couple of seasons, even though he kind of gets this viewed as being like a boring player. There is value to that in fantasy, and Elvis Andrews, yeah, he may not have the ceiling that we may be chasing, but he is one of the safest floors in the game. In fact, he has stolen 21 or more bases every single season of his career except for 2018, and that was because he missed time. Remember, he took a foul ball off the arm, broke his arm, missed a bunch of time. Every other year than that, 21 or more stolen bases, so you know that speed is given. He has hit 275 or higher in three of his last four seasons. He's going to give you plenty of runs in that Texas Rangers lineup. And the last couple of years, he's been really a lock for 10-plus home runs. So he's not going to kill you in the power department. And he's going to give you average and speed, two of the harder categories to find later in drafts. Elvis Andrews is one of my favorite later round middle infield or shortstop options if you wait on the position. Another player I like at the shortstop position, this guy goes a little bit later than Elvis Andrews. It is Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson, who is the 24th shortstop off the board, going around pick 241 on average. And listen to what Dansby Swanson did last year before he got injured. He hit 251 with a 325 OBP, so the OBP isn't great. The average is all right. He hit 17 home runs, stole 10 bases, scored 77 runs, and drove in 65 through July 23rd. He then got hurt and wasn't the same when he did return. But those numbers again, 17 home runs, 10 stolen bases, and a little bit more than half the season. That I thought I had Dansby Swanson in a couple leagues last year, and I thought I found at the worst, a very, very reliable shortstop, a potential breakout star in the making. Then again, he got hurt, he missed time, he wasn't the same when he came back, and because of that, his price is lower. So again, you do not have to pay for what was a very productive 4 months last year. Instead, you can wait and get him as a later round middle infield option. Dansby Swanson is a player that I like targeting a lot in drafts this year. Moving on to another shortstop, this guy's a little bit later than the other two guys I just discussed, but it is Washington Nationals third baseman Carter Kieboom, but he will come with that shortstop eligibility, and you can get him late. He is the 29th shortstop off the board, going on average at pick 341. Again, that is exactly 100 picks later than Dansby Swanson, and I get it. He's a lot less proven, but he has a lot of upside himself. In AAA last year, he hit 303 with a 409 OBP, 16 home runs, 5 stolen bases, scored 79 runs, and drove in 79 RBI. So he was a 5-category contributor, regardless if you play in average or OBP leagues. And if you play in points leagues, you know how valuable that OBP is. He's going to be drawing a lot of walks, can limit the strikeouts. That's what he's done throughout his home. Get it. He was the first big prospect call. Everyone who got a fab on him, it didn't work out. He ended up probably re-releasing him, and it was just a lost year for Carter Kieboom. But it was just his first taste of Major League Ball. I mean, let's not write everyone off after their first taste of Major League Ball, or else you would have written off Mike Trout, right? So I think Carter Kieboom is a player worth taking an upside shot on. Get him in rounds 20, and in fact, he is someone that if I wait on a corner infield or middle infield position, I will take that shot on Carter Kieboom because I think his upside is being a player that you could start every single day in fantasy baseball. And the Nationals fully intent on giving him that opportunity. They have continuously said throughout throughout the offseason and spring training that he's going to get that first opportunity at third base. They do have options waiting in the wings in case he doesn't pan out again, but everything they have said so far indicates that they're going to give him the first opportunity, and I expect him to get a little bit of a longer opportunity than he got last year. Moving on, another shortstop that I like, and Carter Kieboom, Philadelphia's shortstop, Segura, who goes off the board, shortstop just inside the board. And Segura kind of reminds me of Elvis Andrews in a way that he does that ceiling that many people like. People oftentimes ceilings, but Gene Segura does have a very safe floor. He has what you're paying for. This year was a down year for Gene Segura. This year was his. In fact, he has 100 or higher in three seasons, and last year was the only one he didn't, and he still hit 280. So even in a down era, he is showing that he is a plus average hitter to help your especially. He has stolen at least 26 of the last 7 seasons, year being the one exception. 10 bases isn't 20 bases, is still 10. That is the floor. I think your middle infield position, double digit home runs in 4 to hurt your power, or at least. And last year, despite the down season, his exit velocity and launch angle actually did increase. So I think Gene Segura, you're buying him at his floor. If he gives you his floor, that's what you paid for. But I think there is room for him to return on that investment. Another shortstop I like, and if you're talking boring, this guy is the face of boring. It is Los Angeles Angels shortstop Andrelton Simmons. He is the 33rd shortstop off the board, going at pick 474. So we're talking late rounds in a draft champions. And that is where a lot of the time where I have been taking him. He limits the strikeouts. And that is useful in points leagues because a lot of points leagues, CBS and ESPN in particular, deduct points for strikeouts. In fact, he's been a top 20. In 2019, he was a top 20 hitter in batter K minus walk percent. And I'm doing a whole article series on batter K minus walk percent and why it is so useful in points leagues. You can check that out over at rotoballer.com. But Simmons right there, so that helps you in points leagues. He's also stolen at least 10 or more bases in 4 straight seasons. So right there, that shows you his value in a roto league. So you see how he can be a useful bench piece in both formats. Plus, he is still one of the premier defensive players in all of baseball. And why does that matter for fantasy? Well, it doesn't, except for it's going to ensure that he is in the lineup every single day because you want his glove out there at the most premium position on the diamond. So he is going to play every single day because of his glove. And if you need a little bit more selling for those of you in points leagues, every year that he stays healthy, he flirts with 30 doubles or surpasses 30 doubles. And that is useful in that format. Moving on, another shortstop I like, even though he is going to be playing second base, he has second and shortstop eligibility, and it is Mauricio Dubon of the San Francisco Giants. He goes off the board barely inside the top 400 players. So again, we're talking a later round player, someone you could target in a best ball or a draft champions draft. But he has, last year in the minor leagues, hit 20 home runs, 10 stolen bases, and throughout his whole minor league career, he has hit for a high average and a high OBP. So that is useful in regardless of roto or points, because in points, that OBP is what really matters. And in roto, whether you're playing in a points, in an average or an OBP league, he's going to contribute. He constantly would steal 30 plus bases throughout the minor league. So that speed is very real, and I think it is very quickly going to translate into stolen bases for your roto leagues. And in 30 MLB games last year, small cup of coffee, right? He hit 4 home runs and stole 3 bases. So that shows you that, first of all, he does have that power speed potential that we all love. And then two, I think it's always a good thing when a player gets a late season opportunity if they play well. I think it can, bring confidence to them coming into that next season and carry over, hopefully, into a successful next season. And he is on a bad team. And why does that matter? Because young players on a bad team usually get a lot of opportunity. The Giants are going to want to see what they have in Dubon. They're going to want to see if he is for real. So I expect him to get a pretty long leash this year. And I expect him to man second base position for the Giants pretty much regularly. So that right there is going to be the playing time that he needs. I think right now he is nothing but pure upside, and going that late in drafts, I really like that shot. Another upside shortstop. I'm targeting. This guy doesn't have a job as much as I like Dubon, but I still think he has a lot of upside, and he goes way late, and it is Jorge Mateo. And Mateo is the top off the board on average as pick 627. So we're talking, you know, the very late rounds, almost the final rounds of a draft champions or a best ball league. But what I like about Mateo is last year in 119 AAA games, he hit 289 with a 330 OBP, so not the best OBP player. But listen to these counting stats. 19 home runs, 24 stolen bases, 95 runs, 78 RBIs. And that is just in 119 AAA games. So you're seeing now that he could contribute across the board more than an OBP, but in a standard 5x5 roto league, this guy can contribute across the board. And he has no options left, so I expect to see him up at the big leagues this year, either with the A's, maybe potentially getting a crack at that second base job, or maybe the A's trade him, and wherever he ends up, he will be getting an opportunity. I think Mateo finally gets a crack at Major League Ball this year, and I think he has potential across the board, and it's so cheap, why not take that upside shot? And my last shortstop sleeper, and this is a very, very deep one, this is, if we're talking about a draft, 50-round draft champions, a guy that you can get in round 49 or 50, he goes that late. His ADP on average is 747. So he's not even a lock to get drafted in a 50-round draft. But that is free agent shortstop Addison Russell, and I feel a little dirty suggesting him. But I get it. He has never lived up to the hype when he was once a top prospect. The defense, though, is very much so real, and he can hold his own at the plate. So my thinking is if a team loses their shortstop due to injury or for whatever reason finds themselves in need of a shortstop this season, they could take a one-year flyer, cheap deal on Addison Russell, plug him in for a month or 2 months, however long they need that shortstop Band-Aid. And if you can get a guy who can give you pretty consistent at-bats, even if it's a small stretch in rounds 49 or round 50 of a draft champions, there's value to be had there. So if you find yourselves at the end of a draft champions or a best ball league and you're like, I really could use another shortstop or a little bit more help at middle infield, I know it's kind of gross to say, but Addison Russell can help you there. So those are all of my shortstop sleepers this season. I hope they help you in your fantasy baseball drafts. And if you've enjoyed this video, you can catch all of my other videos, all my articles, all of my work over at rotoballer.com. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at Michael F. Florio. And thank you guys so much for watching.